Well, we continue our series entitled The Great Adventure, and this session is entitled Pausing to Process. And so let's just do a review of an adventure's big, hairy questions. Okay, that first question is, who am I? And the answer is this, I am a man created by God. Secondly, why am I here? I'm a man commissioned by God. And thirdly, where am I going? I am a man who will ultimately face God. And so that's something that when we stop and reflect on that and think about that, it causes us to pause and to process. And so let's look at the adventures and what that looks like. And the world would say to us that it wants us to do adventures like it does, but a lot of times that leads to pain. And not good pain, because sometimes you have to go through pain that'll push you to something great, but pain and regret. And we don't want any regrets. So under the adventures, as you look at that chart there, we look at the family adventure. And we're going all the way back to the first part of Genesis, where it says, God said, be fruitful and multiply. And why do I do that? Well, it's defined in this way, to reproduce life. And that happens in my children. That could be your biological children. That could be adopted children. That could be foster children. But however that plays out, that's the family adventure. And the teammate that you have there is your wife. And the key words here are understanding, hands-on involvement, and intimacy. So you're really into the lives of these people. You've got this chance to pour into some individuals here, and what better group of people than your family? And what is the outcome? The outcome is legacy. As you look back at, and I do a lot of funerals, and I'll see families with a lot of regret and a sad legacy, and then I'll see others where the dad got it. He figured it out and said, I want to have something that goes far beyond me. And so, and then there's joy. There's joy there. And we see that tied to the key scriptures there. Those were the outcomes, legacy and joy. The key scriptures are Psalm 127, 3 and 4. It says, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. So you can think about sending out an arrow, and that's what you're doing with your children. And then 3 John verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. And then Proverbs 10 verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise man makes a glad father, but a foolish son is a sorrow to his mother. And so that's the family adventure. The second step would be the noble cause adventure. And that back to Genesis again, subdue the earth. And what am I doing there? How is that defined? It's to fight for a better life. Make this world better for others. I love how my coach back in the day in college would say, wherever we're at, leave that place cleaner. Leave that place better than how you found it. And so that was our goal as a team. And when I'm fighting for a better life, I'm hopefully making this world a better place for other people. And who are my teammates in that? Well, those are like-minded partners. And I need to, in those key words, I need to find my calling, find my fit. What's my design? What is the contribution that I'm making to the world because of my giftedness, my talents that God has handed to me? And then the outcome there is you get energy from that. You just can play off that energy, and then there's a deep satisfaction. What are the key scriptures to that? Well, there's Ephesians 2:10. It says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And that word there, workmanship, is poema. We're a poem that God is writing. So how are you doing with what God is writing in your life? And then Titus 3 verse 8 says, the saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. And then Acts 20, verse 35. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And then another verse there, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 12. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. And 1 Timothy 6, 18 and 19. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. And we move from that adventure, so we've gone from the family adventure, the noble cause adventure, and now, thirdly, man-size adventures. And back to Genesis 1, God blessed them. And what happens in that? How is that defined? Well, to enjoy life for myself. Teammates there, our friends, especially my male friends. And the key words there are explore. There's a challenge to it. There are thrills. And the outcome is going to be fun. The outcome is going to be great memories. And I see that tied. I mean, this is ladies, but my wife has a sister's trip that she goes on every year. And she gets her batteries recharged in a great way. And we need that kind of thing with our male friends. But we're not just messing around. We're not just playing games. There's a place for sports. There's a place for those games, but there's also a place to accomplish great things with one another. Well, Ecclesiastes 3, there's a key scripture, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 22. So I saw that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his work, for that is his lot. Who can bring him to see what will be after him? And then Ecclesiastes 5, verse 18. Behold, what I have seen to be good and fitting is to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all the toil with which one toils under the sun, the few days of his life that God has given him, for this is his lot. And then Ecclesiastes 9, 9. Enjoy life with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life that he has given you under the sun, because that is your portion in life, and in your toil at which you toil under the sun. And then 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. Well, lastly, in lineup of adventures, there's the spiritual life with God. And to experience life, how is this defined? To experience spiritual life and have more than this life alone offers. And who's the teammate in that? It's God. And how? What are the key words under that? It's faith and love and worship and follow. Are you believing God? Are you loving him? Are you worshiping him? Are you following him? And then the outcome there is peace and eternal life. And 1 John 5, 11 through 13 says this, and this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. And John 10:10 talks about this, and it says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So as you look at that chart is filled and it's moving from your family to beyond that and ultimately getting deep with God. Now, 10 practical perspectives that we can look at. If we look at how the last few times we've gotten together have surfaced a lot of intense feelings in me, you may be saying this, I'm not enjoying life as I should. I feel burdened by too much responsibility. I work too much. Work consumes too much of me. Life is not an adventure. Help. And that's the way you're feeling. You're completely frustrated. Well, that's a practical perspective. You said last time we were together, our work is to be a means to these three adventures, not an end to them. And so the question is, can you elaborate? And so we moved to C, when is this time together going to help me find my adventure? Well, letter D, how do you make your family an adventure? Mine feels more and more like a grind. Where is the adventure in family? And some people may naturally go there, but I'll see a lot of men that will think, I do this because this is what you're supposed to do, but my adventures are outside of this. And this is what leads to problems. This is what leads to people playing games and starting stuff on the side that isn't good. So letter E, how do I find those things that cause me to come alive? F, I would like to have a cause to live for. How do I go about finding one? And then, letter G, how can I find some man-size adventures to put the fun back into my life? H, I'm in a job. I'm doing good. I'm making good money, but I just don't like what I do. I'm going through the motions and I hate it. What should I do? Letter I, I'm a young man just getting started. Life seems exciting enough to me now. How can I avoid ending up where most of you old guys seem to be? And letter J, how religious are we going to be in here? So let me ask you some questions that you can stop and reflect as we continue moving on. I hope you stay with us throughout this entire study, because there will be answers as we move through it. Number one, what question asked today could you most identify with, and then why? And was the answer a helpful start? What else do you need? Number two, in light of these first three times of getting together in this great adventure, if you could wish for one thing right now, what would it be and why? And remember, lastly, this great adventure we are on is a process for every man. Solid answers that can help you capture the best in life. Take time, information gathering, and reflection. So let's let these sessions do this for us.